Did you get a new ski jacket for Christmas? Maybe some snowshoes, or if you're lucky, skis or a snowboard? If so, odds are you're itching to get out there and try them out, but there's a reason for caution. Avalanche conditions across much of the state are considerable today. KSL's Jed Bohl caught up with some backcountry skiers at the White Pine Trailhead in Little Cottonwood Canyon. They'd hiked up to the ridgeline before sunrise and cut first tracks on the way back down the mountain. Avalanche conditions were in the back of their minds.
Just the other day, there was a monster avalanche that was really very unexpected. And it really gave me pause this morning. So we made sure we stayed out of the wind-blown areas, because that's the major danger right now is wind drifts.
Evelyn Lees with the Utah Avalanche Center agrees. She says the huge pile of fresh powder deposited in the mountains over Utah the last couple of days has drawn a lot of people, but they need to play it smart.
Right now we have incredible powder. So out of the wind-affected terrain, it's just classic Utah powder. And if people just stay on those low-angle slopes, they'll be getting face shots, they'll be having a blast, and can have a safe day recreating. The steeper slopes are where the wind drifting is, and then you're going to actually find some denser wind slabs and snow that might be cracky, and that's where you're most likely to trigger an avalanche.
So will it get better later in the week? Lees says it totally depends. Right now the forecast looks pretty good.
It looks to be pretty quiet, not much new snow, maybe an inch or two, and not too much wind. So for the next few days, we're really going to probably focus on is the wind, because there's so much snow available for transport. So if the winds pick up along the ridge lines, then we'll keep blowing and drifting and moving snow, and that'll keep the danger more elevated than if the wind stays calm like it is today.
The avalanche conditions are updated every morning at UtahAvalancheCenter.org. Again, UtahAvalancheCenter.org.